Chapter 3. Sawney Wrath chose his spot carefully. Within a half day's march of the ford, he camped the clan on the broad stream's north side. Morning sunlight filtered through the trees as the band of assorted vermin sat, weary and miserable after their forced march from the coastal scrublands. Clad in his usual plain leather tabard, belted by a strap fashioned from fine brass links, into which was thrust his amber-hilted knife with the sapphire pommel stone, Sawney, however, looked vital and eager, ready for anything. The only decoration he had was the Juscarath clan mark, a black stripe of dye running from skull to nose tip, with two lines of red dots running parallel on either side. These moved, as his mobile face did, while he issued his orders.
Rawback, you stay here with the others. Grisul, Ephra, Dagrab, Felch, Ribro, and Valak Bowbeast, you come with me. Remember this, Rawback, for I'll hold you responsible. No fires, not even a wisp of smoke. Any food must be eaten as it is, no cooking. No tents or lean-to shelters or sleeping either. Stay alert on your paws, every beast. We'll be coming back this way fast when we do, so be ready to move. And Tigger, Werrel, I want no sign left that Juscarath have been here. You'll be in charge of cleaning up paw prints and tracks. When we return with the Taggarun, we travel back west to the shores. I've no need to tell you what'll happen to any beast who disobeys my commands or tries to cross me. Understood?
There followed a jangling of bracelets and earrings as the vermin touched their left ears in silence, the clan sign of understanding. Sawney's quick, vicious eyes roved back and forth over them, and then, without flinching, he drew his dagger and nicked the point against his own left ear in a challenging gesture.
See how easily I shed my blood. I am Sawney Wrath, and I can shed your blood far more easily. Keep that in mind.
He nodded to the six he had picked.
Come on, let's go, and get a Taggarung for our clan.
Rilflag was astounded. He was muttering to himself as he laid little Dana down on a bed of soft mosses by the stream bank.
Oh, what a river dog you're going to be. Not only got that back wet in the running water, but you nearly swam away from your old dad. I never knew a cub your size that'd swim right off. Mira wailed enough to frighten the birds when her back was wetted, but nary a sound out of you, Dana.
He tickled the otter babe's stomach roughly. Dana doubled over and bit his father's paw with tiny white milk teeth. Rilflag roared with laughter as he released his paw.
Proper little shark you are. Lucky there weren't any tasty fishes swimming in the water, or you'd have ate them all, eh, son?